Hi everyone, this is Jack. Thanks for tuning in to this episode. I just want to talk today about the case that's going on between Judge Kavanaugh and Dr. Christine Ford. I think it's an interesting topic. Now, I've been watching a considerable amount of the testimonies by both parties, and obviously some of the questioning. Now, I've gone in with an open mind, and I've watched closely with both individuals on the TV, and I'm not questioning Dr. Ford's testimony. I would say that something did happen, but I don't believe that Judge Kavanaugh was the culprit to what happened back in 1982. Now, there's a couple of discrepancies with Dr. Ford's testimony. This is quite interesting. She doesn't know the address. She doesn't know the house. She doesn't know the time. But she knows 100% that it was Judge Brett Kavanaugh who sexually assaulted her back in 1982. Now, this is another thing. Now, it's happened in over 38 years ago. Now, I can appreciate where some people don't want to talk about it. They just want to move on. And maybe forget about it. But there's that niggling part on the back of my head that wonders that if there was that memory could have been blurred over the years. Some people are saying that it could have been something could have triggered it. There's even been talk that actually the real culprit who actually did assault her apparently has come forward and said it was actually them. But I don't know whether that was up in the media, but I don't know whether that's kind of died of death or they've retracted it or whatever. But there's also inconsistency with regards to when she did her a lie detector test. And she's saying, when she was questioned about that, that she had the lie detector test done on the same day as her grandmother's funeral. But then the lawyer says, well, you went straight after your grandmother's funeral. Or it could have been the same day, or it could have been the following day, or I can't remember. I stayed in a hotel. Well, me personally, I would have remembered whether I'd done the lie detector test before going to the hotel, or after staying in the hotel, or after going to my grandmother's funeral. There is a lot of discrepancies. And Judge Kavanaugh has come with lots of evidence, with his diaries and calendars, and they've been scrutinized and, you know, been shown this, that, and the other. And how he reacted as well, you know, it was sort of like the fight of his life. And who wouldn't react like that with such a heinous accusation? Now, this is nothing against Dr. Ford. But if your memory can be confused as to having a recent lie detector test, then how's your memory going to be from 38 years ago? Yet she is 100% sure that it was Brett Kavanaugh who assaulted her. But what disgusts me even more, and I have to agree with Senator Lindsey Graham, and he came out all guns blazing with this, with his statement, and I am 100% in agreement with him. And he said that Dr. Ford is just as much as a victim as Judge Kavanaugh, and I'm in total agreement with that, absolutely, totally, because he nailed it with what the Democrats have been doing, and they're playing their evil little game, because everyone's been getting, they just want to get at President Trump. Ever since he became the main candidate, and they said, oh, he's never going to win, and they went to the vote, he won. And ever since he'd taken office, they've been gunning for him. They have been trying everything. You know, even Nancy Pelosi even said that they would be happy to go send the country into a recession if it ensured that Donald Trump was out of office. How sick is that? The woman's worth over $30 million. And this is what she thinks of the American people. By saying something like that, which would, you know, lead to people losing their homes, lead to people losing jobs, you know, and the country going, you know, going to an economic crisis, you know, and companies leaving and sending work overseas. But this is how nasty and evil the Democratic Party in America has become. They're using people as pawns, and they're using Dr. Ford as a pawn. I totally, totally don't believe that this judge did it. And it's not from a gut feeling, it's from, you know, looking at the response, looking at the answers, looking at the reaction. And the party left it for so long. I just find it very sickening, you know. But again, I also find it very strange and convenient that such a claim is left for all these years, and then when it's coming up to being nominated for the Supreme Court for a lifetime job, and next thing this gets sprung. And then next thing, they trickle in with a couple of others, of which one is represented, is the same lawyer that represents Stormy Daniels. That's a whole new topic, you know. You know, I'm all for, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're a porn star or you're a judge, you know, you're entitled to representation, but I think Stormy Daniels' case is another topic to discuss, which I may do another pod, but going back to the main situation here, I think innocent people are being manipulated and being used as pawns by a bigger factor, namely the Democratic Party, and I think it's absolutely disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. It's shocking. You know, to be that nasty. Words defeat me. But it just shows how corrupt these politicians are. And I have to say, I would say there's a lot of them that have got a few skeletons in their closet. And I bet they wouldn't be too pleased on having those opened and aired for the whole world to hear. But then I'm sure they've made things very watertight and probably ensure people keep quiet. But my personal opinion, I think Judge Kavanaugh is totally innocent, and he should be exonerated, and he should be placed on the Supreme Court panel. But that's not my decision. I don't live in America. But it's a very interesting situation. And I think in years to come, whether it's in my lifetime or not, I don't know, but the truth will come out of how conniving the Democrats have been, and they won't stop. And the thing is, it's like they're like the crazy woman, they're like the mad, you know, the crazy ex-partner. They won't stop until they got their revenge. You know, it's concerning times. But I just wanted to share that because I think this is something that needs, I think we need to look at it as a whole, because how many times have innocent men been accused of sexual assault claims, however major or minor, and have been purely innocent, and people have just gone straight off the bat and said, yep, we believe the woman, we believe them totally, 100%, you know, without any evidence. You know, they just, you know, certain individuals just put on the waterworks and say, this has happened, that's happened, and goes, oh, that evil so-and-so. But the problem is that the real victims, you know, the women who have been actually assaulted, they're not helping these women. They're not helping these real victims of sexual assault. And I don't, just so that they can be spiteful. I mean, there was a young woman who was actually found guilty, and I think she got prison time. I think she actually got 4 years. It was in America. And she really liked one of the guys, and she accused two guys that they raped her. And obviously he wasn't interested, and just to save face, she accused him of raping her. And it transpired as that, she really liked some other guy or whatever, and she didn't want to be seen as, being easy or whatever, because she'd had intercourse with these two guys, and just to save face, she accused him of, accused him of rape. Those young guys' lives are ruined. They can't go back to that college. They probably won't allow them to go back to college, even though they're purely innocent. And, and these individuals, they need to be stopped and they need to be punished, for making these false accusations. But we also have to protect the real victims, not just women who've been sexually assaulted, men who've been sexually assaulted as well. It probably happens more often than not, because obviously with the masculinity of not wanting to report it, this, that and the other, it's and if Dr. Ford has lied, well, I don't know about you listeners, but I mean, I believe in an afterlife, and I believe we have to answer to our maker. And if she has lied, then she'll have to answer at some point. And if Judge Kavanaugh's committed, then he will have to answer. But yes. But it's a sad state of affairs. But we shall see, and we shall see what happens. This is only a short one, and thank you to everyone for listening in, and listen to what my thoughts are. You may agree, disagree, but that's a democratic world we live in, or should live in, and have the right to agree and disagree. But this is not to point the finger at anyone. I think it's to point the finger at injustice. And how people can be used as pawns for ulterior motives. But thanks thanks to everyone for taking the time to listen in, and we'll see what the results are in the next 24 hours, and we hope that the right decision is made. Either way, I just hope it is the right decision. And thanks again for listening, and I hope you tune in again to listen to some more of my podcasts. It's much appreciated to everyone who does, and you take care, and you all stay safe, everyone. Thanks for listening.